We are live.
Okay,
are
that's
we?
Fine. Hey, watch us warm up.
Yeah,
just
this
hanging
is the
out,
best part.
Trying to get these mics checked.
This is where we have our best goofs.
Try to keep our F-bombs in check so the FCC doesn't shut us down.
Yeah, thanks for the
reminder. You're old enough to drink
beer. Is there an Instagram FCC?
To, yeah. To you know, words. The FCC won't let me be.
Oh, see what you did there.
Boy.
Oh, yeah, that sounds good.
Lake Grand Brewing Company, Columbus, Ohio.
Right in front, dude.
Just make sure to get a bunch of spittle, like all over the mic.
Yeah, I'm good at that.
Oh, that's good.
Did you like that? Were you recording that one?
Yeah.
Land Grant Brewing presents Land Grant University. Beers with the Brewers.
All right, what's up, everybody? Going live again this week on Instagram. So if you're watching,
what's up?
I'm Mark Richards, and today we got a whole cast of characters. Speaking of characters, we've got Adam Benner on the mic down there.
Hello.
Walt T. Keys, he is right there in front of the Kickstarter wall. We've got Patrick Driscoll.
Heyo.
Brewer extraordinaire. And then also, this is not Beers with the Brewers this week. It's Beers with the Bartenders.
Oh, yeah.
So we got joining us today some of our famous bartenders down here. Connor Chrisman.
Hey, what's up, guys?
And we've got Jake Webb.
Yo.
Jack Weber.
Yo,
as
yo,
I call
yo.
Of Columbus-based band Fables, which are just amazing. You guys just released your new album, right? Just a couple weeks ago?
Yeah, we did.
Platinum yet?
We're getting really close, actually. I actually got those test lacquers for the vinyl.
Yeah.
And listened to them this morning.
Cool.
They sound great.
Sounds good.
Yeah. Sweet.
This week we're talking about two beers, another two-beer episode. This 2 weeks in a row. We've got Cornelius Pale Ale, which is part of our draft-only experimental series.
Yep.
Mango, Orchard Fruit, Crackery Malt, and Crisp. Mm. And Strata, or is it Strata? How do you guys want to say that?
Strata.
Strata. I say Strata. Is it Strata, the long A?
Yeah. Awesome. Long A, I think. Awesome.
I call it Straddle.
A Straddle, okay. Well, hey, Strata, single hop, double IPA. And that is tropical, strawberry, grapefruit, and dank. So dank. The day they were packaging that, it smelled like skunkweed and strawberries in the brewery to me.
It's an accurate description.
Didn't know what was going on back there. So
dank.
Well, walk to Keys. What's going on down here at the LG Tap Room?
Let's see. Today's Thursday. Today is the day before Valentine's Day.
There you go.
Yeah, I'll add a
wacky. This is my wife's birthday today. Shout out to her.
Oh hey.
Look
at
that.
Happy birthday, Jamie.
Happy birthday, Jamie. Happy birthday,
yeah,
Jamie.
So tomorrow is Valentine's Day. We don't have an event going on per se, but we do have these really nifty heart-shaped flight boards that Tia put together. So if you're feeling romantic or even heartbroken, come on out and get yourself a Valentine's Day-themed flight at the tap room. Also, tonight, Thursday night, the 13th, we've got a cupcake pairing with our friends from Scratch Bakery. They're pairing their little mini cupcakes with four of our beers. You can come do that for $20. Tickets available on our website now, but there will be a limited number of walk-in
tickets
as well.
Love takes flight is what Kayla is saying in the Instagram chat.
Love takes flight, yeah. It's romance is in the air, all that fun stuff. I love, yeah, I get it now. It's a pun. It took me a second. It's pretty good. next weekend, we've got back-to-back big events. The 22nd, that's going to be Saturday. We've got we can't spill too many details on this podcast, but a very cool and big crew-centric event going down at the tap room on Saturday the 22nd.
Pro tip.
Yeah, there should be a lot more details about this coming out in the following days. But I will tell you, if you were a crew supporter, if you like good, juicy beers, just circle that on your calendar and be down here Saturday afternoon And then the following day, Sunday the 23rd, we are going to have a real-life astronaut here at the tap room, Catherine D. Sullivan, who we brewed our Stargazer Space Grant Black IPA sort of in her her honor, or as a nod to her and her astronaut compatriots. She's going to be here at the tap room. She's going to be saying a few things. If you want to meet an astronaut, come down. She'll have, I believe, copies of her book that you can purchase and have her sign. She signed a copy for Margo in June, which they were pretty pumped about. They're going to come
down.
Are
they reading it?
We've been reading That's Been Bedtime Stories. It's a very technical, you know, Hubble telescope mission analysis stuff. So they're into it. But no, it should be really cool. She's going to be here from 1 to 4 on the 23rd. So come down and meet a real-life astronaut. She was the first American woman ever to spacewalk. Went on to run COSI and now lives here in Columbus. So we're really, really excited to have her down at the tap room. So come check that out. I think that's... Euchre continues rolling Monday nights. Pizza from Cafe Neapolitana. Did I say that right? Pretty close.
Nailed it.
And then Tuesday nights, I came down and played trivia last night. It was bumping down here. We had a lot of teams playing. We don't need to mention which team won, but it was my team. And so
thanks for mentioning.
So second place got to enjoy the first place prize. And it's a lot of fun. Molly does a great job hosting. So come down and play trivia with us on Tuesday nights. I had a couple Cornelius while we won trivia.
Look at that.
Yeah. That's all I got for now. Come down to all those events. Be cool. Gracias.
Cool. Talking about beer, Patrick Driscoll, creator of the recipe Cornelius.
It's true.
Tell us all about it.
It's a hoppy pale ale featuring lager-like crispness and a clean finish. I've got some CTZ hops, Azaka, which is one of my favorites at the moment, Eldorado, and Amarillo hops. Goes with a mango forward aroma. Got some pineapple tropical thing in there, along with orchard fruit and a slightly crackery malt presence. ABV's coming in at 5.4, IBU's 47. And the malt base is Swain Pils in Vienna, which gives it a nice crisp finish.
Yeah, this is I'd say, you know, with that kind of lager, if you like Tome, I get a lot of the similar characteristics
That's definitely what I was going for. I was trying to do like so Home was an IPL, India Pale Lager, which is sort of what the profile I was going for with this beer. We used our Kvike strain that we're using right now and fermented it a little low, hoping for that lager crispness. I think that comes through a little bit. Maybe not as much as I had hoped, but I think it turned out very good in the end.
Indeed. Yep. Indeed.
Yeah, it's delicious.
Mm. I'm really loving this one.
Thank you, sir.
Mm-hmm. I didn't think about the tasting notes of Home, but I guess that makes sense. It kind of like clicked in my brain when you said that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, great combination. Real refreshing beer.
Easy peasy.
Yeah, coming in at 5.4, you know, that makes it very very approachable. And I guess that leaves us one question about this beer.
Mm. How crushable is this?
How crushable is it?
We're starting with bartenders this week. Beers with the bartenders.
This one, for me, is super crushable. I would give it probably a 5.
Okay.
With the bitterness, you know, I'm a big fan of that, so keeps me coming back sip after sip. Mm-mm.
Get those sweet beers out of here. Jake don't need them.
Sip after sip, huh?
Sip after sip. All right.
How about you, Kyle?
Benji Yoko can't hear us. Yeah, looks like the connection didn't work for volume.
Oh, well.
What happened?
Oh,
well.
You just have to listen to the podcast, I guess.
Oh. Can we fix it?
Yeah. Nah. While you guys go through crushability, I'll see what I can do.
Okay cool. Oh, six goodness. Crusher. I'm going six.
I'd say six crusher.
I'd say five, especially during the winter. I need something with a little bite to it, just so I don't drink too fast and it's not too crushable. Got to keep me in place a little bit, so I'm going to say five.
Five.
You drink way too fast.
I drink really fast, yeah.
I have the same problem, which is why I like beers like this, that you can't have a few of and not worry about stumbling home. So.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm going six, too. With a name like Cornelius.
Yeah, from six. Planet of the Apes.
Plus, you're a bachelor this weekend, Walt. I know you're going to throw down maybe a couple beers.
We'll see.
In a very responsible fashion, of course.
Of course. Always crush responsibly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No driving, no operating heavy machinery.
You want to come over and listen to records, Walt?
Sure.
Tight.
Can we listen to Fables?
Yeah, I got those test lacquers. Yeah.
I prefer the sound of Spotify.
Dude, we're practically neighbors. Where is my invite?
Like, I'll
just stay at home.
Yeah,
and
you can come too.
Some pizza down
I think everyone watching on Instagram Live is invited over to Jake's house to listen to records too.
Hey, throw out the address.
Put your money where your mouth
is. It's 424 West Town Street.
Oh, okay, cool. That's very convenient for me.
Perfect.
Jake
we'll
just
be here
doxed
anyway.
Himself. Jake just doxed himself on Langrant Podcast.
Yeah. We good?
Yeah.
All right. Benner,
six crusher.
What's crushability on this?
He said six.
Six?
That's
look at
that. It's almost unanimous six.
That's wow. 5.5 then.
I mean,
it's a split room.
Bartenders versus everyone else, I guess.
Yeah.
All right. Well, hey.
Well, you guys have to talk to the public and stuff. that's probably a good idea.
For the sake of time, we got to keep this party rolling.
Yeah.
Patty D, Strata.
Yes, sir.
Double IPA.
In contrast to the low ABV of Cornelius, we're going to do
gears a little bit.
Yeah, Strata Double IPA. Super dank, fruit forward hops. With notes of passion fruit, grapefruit, strawberry. It's an 8.5% beer with a 28 IBU, which actually is a little low for a double IPA. But you wouldn't know that drinking it. It comes off very balanced.
So the name Strata is obviously for the hop Strata.
Correct.
If you look at the can art, you know, I think Strata is kind of a cool word, so we kind of rolled with it. The can art just has these layers and layers and layers on it. And basically strata, the word, is the plural version of stratum with a U-M at the end, which is like when you see it, you know, you're driving the highway and you're driving through where they cut through a mountain or a hill. And you see those layers of rocks that have formed throughout the years. And they can happen naturally as well, but that's kind of the typical place you see them. When you see that, like, that sort of history of the geology, it's called a stratum. And so
science,
the name, I like the idea of just like stacking these hops on top of each other, I think worked well for just, you
I
know,
like it.
They did all the hard work by naming the hop.
It's an excellent label, though.
Okay, I was very curious about what that was, and that was going to be my question to you.
Oh, well, I'm sorry to have stolen your question.
No, that's great. Perfect.
Yeah, no, I think it turned out sharp.
I really love the artwork.
Yeah.
As per usual.
Aromatic beer here.
It is.
Man, incredibly aromatic. Like, you just crack the can and the aroma pours out of this bad boy.
I get a ton of, like, strawberry flavor on this one.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, almost like a strawberry Jolly Rancher.
It does not
in, like,
drink
a good
like
way.
Does not drink like an 8.5%
No,
beer.
It's risky.
No, not nearly as boozy as you might think. Did we do anything different this year from last year with this beer?
This is a new one.
Yeah, we didn't.
Is it
yeah,
did
we brewed it.
This is a new one.
Oh,
we did. Okay. We did have like a single hop pale ale, like a NEPA version of this.
Ah,
but this is kind of the first time we've used it as a double IPA.
Right.
Oh, okay, that makes sense. I just remember the word strata.
Yeah, I think that might have been like anniversary party ish, like a pilot batch from that maybe.
Yeah, it does
around
feel
that
like
time. Like last year,
year maybe. Four.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. This is great beer.
That's
I
good.
Love this.
This is the Dan Schaefer recipe here.
Oh. Dan's been on the podcast before.
Yeah, you might be familiar with him.
Yeah.
Who's
well,
that?
So this is a pretty big beer. And then Adam wants to know, as always, even though he's out of his seat trying to get this
Adam's
sound
doing what
working.
Adam does best, and that's AV technical
AV tech skills.
Emergency AV stuff.
So, Adam, would you want to know
how crushable is it?
Bartenders.
Oh, what you think, Jake?
What do I think? I mean, well, definitely not a six on this one because it is a much bigger beer. I would give this one probably a three. Typically with a double or something like an Imperial like that we've done in the past, I would give it something more like a two because it's like a one and done sort of deal.
Right.
And then I would switch to something like Cornelius.
Yeah.
This beer, I love it. I can have two or three, probably be done with it. Mm-hmm. Maybe switch to a Cornelius after that.
Yeah.
It's okay. A good call.
Uh-huh.
All right. I'd say four for
Whoa.
Sure.
Mm.
You know, it's a double. It's still heavy, but if you didn't tell me it was 8.5, I would have guessed six, and I would have had four
Pete.
Instead of two. And then, yeah, so I'm going to go with four.
Yeah.
Sure. Bang for your buck at the bar.
Yeah, I guess I'm kind of thinking, like, I'm seeing how much alcohol is in the beer.
It's a very
if you didn't tell me, yeah, maybe
it's
a four.
It's very economical beer, if you think about it.
That's true. I would, yeah, I'm going, I think three is good. More than that, you're in trouble. But it's just really delicious.
Mm.
And like that strawberry flavor, I could just sip after sip. It just keeps me coming back for more.
Sip after sip.
That's a little high for a double, but it's pretty tasty and easy drinking.
I think we're going to have to put sip after sip on the soundboard.
Yeah, no doubt.
I think I'd put it at a two, personally.
Yeah, that two is probably the responsible answer.
I'll be the sensible one, I guess. I'll say two, but in reality, I would probably have three or four of these and not realize it.
I think two's safe. Yeah. I think it is pretty high alcohol, but I don't know. I definitely want to be able to at least walk home.
True, yeah.
So, yeah, respect the alcohol, and at the same time, man, what a flavorful beer.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Juicy as can be.
Juicy AF. Juicy and fine.
And
that
fine.
Is that what that stands for?
That's what it stands for.
Oh.
All right.
So, no question from a listener this week. Instead, we're going to have bartender riffing, shenanigans, questions, whatever you guys want to do.
Oh, goodness.
We've talked through the beers and turning the podcast over to you.
Oh, that's
all right,
dangerous.
Take the lead.
Oh, God.
That's pretty dangerous.
Uh-oh. Colin, or wait, Colin.
Hey, it was close.
Cody. Cody, what
I'm Cody. I'm Cody. Hey, Connor, I have a question for you.
Yes, sir.
What's it like working with Jake Webb?
Oh, you know, it's pretty fun most of the time. It is kind of distracting working with somebody that you want to be like so much.
Oh,
wow.
You know, you kind of have this vibe like a cowboy mixed with a pirate. And I wanted to be both those things when I grew up.
But from West Virginia.
Hey, it kind of makes sense when you think about it. All right, so I'm going to double down. Mm-hmm. How is it working with myself?
What's your name?
Connor Christman.
Sister Christian. Goodness.
I just want you to carry
Sister
me around
Christian.
On your back the whole shift. That's what it's like. I want to be like Yoda to your Luke. Whisper things to
that
you
like kind of a,
while
he's
you
do all the work.
Lift heavy kegs and like tell you you're doing a good job. And what you're doing wrong.
Pat me on my sweaty head every once in a while.
Yeah, yeah.
So you just don't want to have to do anything. You want him
I'm
to carry you around.
Things. It's a very important role. Yoda was a very important character.
Yeah.
So I have a question for upper management.
Oh. Oh, boy. Here we go.
Oh, no.
Is there ever a point where you feel like the tap room staff are just a bunch of kids that you have to keep in line? Or are we pretty, like...
Never.
You know, pretty self-sufficient?
Is there ever not a point would be more accurate, I think.
Okay.
No. I mean, We've been pretty blessed here at Land Grant to have. We've had a pretty great bar staff almost since day one when it was actually definitely down day one when it was Adam and I. That was the best staff
Get
we ever had.
But, oh, for sure, yeah.
Where we just told people not to order cocktails because we didn't know how to make them. But we've always had a really great staff here, in the tap room and beyond. And I think that's it's an industry with quite a bit of turnover and stuff, but we've been lucky to have people that have worked here for, I mean, years. I mean, both of you have been here for a couple years now, at least, I think.
Yeah, I've been off and on. I pretty much just hung out here as a regular for long enough that somebody offered me a job. So you've known me long enough.
Yeah, and you were doing security stuff and stuff for events and before you were bartender. And Jake, you've been here a
almost
long time.
2 years, which is crazy.
Yeah. No, and it's cool. And it's cool because, I mean, you guys pretty much across the board, everyone... You know, everyone works here, but everyone's got their thing outside of here. I mean, you're in law school, and
I'm still allowed to go.
Yeah, for now, they're gonna hear that crushability you gave it and be like, "Wait a second,
not me."
They're still taking my money.
So. This is all I care about.
And then, I mean, Jake's got the band that we mentioned. You got a couple comedians that work here. Swizz is in a band. I mean, it's cool to see everyone and what they do outside the walls here. And I think it makes for a strong, community and tight-knit crew, I think. So,
Yeah, great bartenders up in here. Zero complaints.
Everybody supports each other, too, which is a huge thing.
But you guys do act like knuckleheads sometimes.
I think the same
work
could
be
said
fun.
for anyone at this table.
Patrick, how long have you been working here? This is like an actual question.
Coming up on 4 years?
Sounds right.
Wow.
Yeah,
okay.
Started working on the canning line and delivering.
Oh, okay.
And worked up to brewing.
It makes me wonder if I've seen you back in the day delivering beer to somewhere I worked.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I tried for quite a while to get a job here, actually.
We tried for a long time never to hire you.
I kind of assumed that was what was going on. Actually, it kind of seemed like it was difficult. Like every time I asked that you, no one needed me.
I think I was lucky. I had an in Tia, who was brought on by Mark and recommended me.
Yeah,
so.
That's interesting.
Tia's been here a long time. I mean, she started pretty much right after Mark, which was February of 2015 or so, something like that.
Also, shout out to Tia. Just want to throw that out there. There's
most
not
definitely.
A week that goes by that I don't sing her praises.
Mm-hmm.
And the snacks. Snacks in the back. Oh, saves my life every Saturday, Sunday.
We should do a Beers with Tia episode.
And that
she
is can really true.
Beers talk with about the Tia.
How did the Tia praises go that you're singing? Like, Tia, Tia, Tia. Like,
I like that
kind of stuff.
Mostly like that,
It's more like...
Thanks for rapping, that's what we say.
Yeah.
Betcha.
Wah, wah.
I mean, that tune was kind of like sounded like a hymn, Mark.
Yeah, that's why singing the praises. I was singing praises.
Yeah. All right, I've got a question. I've got a question for the bartenders. So you guys have both been here a while now, and you've probably worked every kind of day we have here at Land Grant, whether it's an event or a busy Saturday or a slow Monday or whatever. What's your favorite sort of day to bartend at Land Grant?
Mm.
Oh, that's a great question.
Mm-hmm. I'll start.
Oh, please
my
do.
Favorite days are days like Strawberry Jam, the anniversary, the crazy ones. When I'm moving like that and I'm doing 10 different things throughout the day, I feel like I can just stay on my feet for 14 hours and it just goes by like snap of a finger.
Those are fun
days.
I
love it. Yeah,
they're hard days.
They
feel
are.
It the next day.
You do feel it the next day. It's kind of hard to get out of bed. Your
or
feet
when it,
don't work anymore.
When it comes to Strawberry Jam, we felt it for the next couple weeks. So.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It was more that one. So.
But seriously, those are the most fun. Yeah. I have so much fun when it's just so, packed to the brim. And
yeah, and I don't know. Those days you tend to see basically everyone you've ever known that's, at least connected to Land Grant one way or another. Mm-hmm. So that's a lot of fun. Feels like a reunion almost in certain ways.
I will say if I ever have the opportunity to play one of those events, I will definitely not work also that day. The anniversary party was horrible.
Yeah, you've already played enough events.
It was exhausting.
Yeah,
I'm cut off.
You didn't go back to work after your set, right?
No.
Just beforehand.
Yeah.
No, he just hung around and heckled me until I quit.
I did.
I've got to say, lately, especially over the winter, those Sunday mornings have been fantastic. We have so many regulars that come in here that I don't even know if they drink beers or not. They just want to hang out with Jordan and I.
Maybe just you.
Ray Ray's and then beers like an afterthought. Yeah, maybe not Jordan. But I love those busy days. Those busy days are, they're my favorite. You know, I came from bartending on campus, doing game days, doing illegal hours, shifts. Yeah. So to do these busy days, I don't want to stop moving. I want to say hi to everybody and sling as many beers as I can.
Yeah,
like you said, you see almost every single person that I've ever met in my life. I've got like four friends out here, and I see 50 of them that I just forgot about.
Yeah.
I love that. Mark, I have a question for you. How much do you love working with Jake Webb?
100%. I met Jake Webb exactly 1 year after he was hired. Because he was Cody.
Watch that beer.
For the first year.
Yeah, Cody was a good bartender.
Yeah, Jake and Cody were hired like the same week, and for some reason my brain couldn't separate the two. So the bartenders as a gag allowed me to continue to call Jake Webb Cody for, it probably wasn't a year, but it was at least a good 3 months.
Oh, and man, that was a special day when we just pulled Mark aside.
It was a good one, yeah. Said, Walt was like, I got to tell you.
You know his name's not Cody, right?
Yeah. Well, hey, and heart of gold, Cody, for not calling me out on that. But at the same time, you should have called me out on that.
No, that was the most fun. And I was actually hoping that this question would segue into that.
Yeah. Yeah, it was funny. I love a joke, and I don't mind being the butt of it. So that was hilarious. And I was like, yep, crazy ass Mark. Thanks, I'm Cody. Everybody keep it a secret.
I really wanted
so
to
we
see.
So we can all chuckle every time he comes up and orders a beer.
I really wanted to see how long that would go. And then I heard that Walt spoiled the party and told him.
Yeah. I felt bad for the old man. And, To be fair, we did have a bar back named Cody.
Yeah,
we did.
And you guys started, I believe, around the same time.
Same freaking week.
And you're both known to wear wide brim hats.
Yeah, that's true.
And he has a beard.
True story.
So it's not the craziest thing.
He told me that there were some regulars that came in here over the summer that saw him at a festival and said that he told them that he was my brother. And then when I asked him about it, he had no idea what I was talking about.
That's great.
It's good. It's solid. So, hey, I love it. Jokes are great for me, so never
shout out
mind
to Cody.
Being the butt of them. Yeah, shout out, Cody. Haven't seen you in a long time, except for the time you're sitting right here next to me today.
Oh, wow.
On the podcast. So,
full circle.
Hey, in respect to time, if anybody has any closing thoughts, we got about 2 minutes before we got to break out of this room as fast as we can for a reservation.
No, I mean, it's always fun to have different perspectives on the podcast, and thank you guys for taking your time to join us. And yeah, we'll do it again soon.
If you're on Instagram Live, sorry for the audio. I don't know if it's working now, but
we're trying
we'll
everything
it out for
we
next
can.
Time.
Yeah, hey, there's always room for improvement. We do what we can. And
we don't really know what we're doing.
We don't. Yeah, let's just say it. It's this
fast
is
fast and loose.
A glorified Wayne's World in a brewery, but that's the way it should be.
Party on, Mark.
Hey, yeah. Get on it.
Party on.
Yeah, party on,
Wayne.
Party on. Peace out. Tip your bartenders. Next time we're on, we'll be talking about Make Mine Irish, which is an Irish coffee-inspired pretty big beer. So pretty excited about that. Stoss Coffee and Whiskey Aged Beans.
Yeah.
Whiskey Barrel Aged Beans. So it should be interesting. We'll get more into that next week.
Peace.
Hey, tip your bartenders.
Do that.
Oh, yeah. For you vegetarians out there, I had one last night in a can with a cheese pizza. 100 people.